sources, it is very difficult to approach to sweetness. But sweetness in so as a surplus way, imparting the dancing and the singing of sweetness is in so intense and such a playful manner that sweetness exists. We could not dream of it, and we fail to express this kind of sweetness. That is because we fail in our duty. So we beg forgiveness for that, my Lord. You are so sweet, and the sweetness is so playful. The teacher has, he also sometimes does not know what he is saying. Mahaprabhu says, when Guru is advising the disciple, his palap means, is that okay? Palap. Delirium. Mahaprabhu says, Sagatam, what I say, it is delirium to me. Through this delirium, I feel that Krishna is passing through me, through my words. I do not understand the real meaning of these words. I am a medium. I am saying to you, but I don't understand them fully. But I am only feeling that something is passing through my advice to you. And the Krishna is doing that. And I do not know the meaning. I can't feel what I say. I'm talking to India. Vasu Bhakti Navaktiva. The giver, the writer of the scripture, of the book, he does not know always what is passing through. Saratana Goswami told clearly, who am I, a little soul? And I am describing about the members of the harem of Krishna himself. His Mahishi, his queen, Rukmini was such and such, his Satyabhama was such and such. About the harem, I am talking of the Supreme Lord, and I am a teeny soul. What is my position? But somewhat as if holding my hand and forcing me to write all this. I am in a medium, palabhaka. The infinite characteristic is like this. Everyone says that I do not know it fully, but I am only a medium. I am a medium in the hand of the infinite absolute. Especially we are talking about it. Delirium, palap. And the true representation is that I have nothing, I have none. I have none, no position. I am only an instrument to be handled. Ishara sabha bhutana riddhi dhunati stati. Brahman sabba bhutani jantraru dhani maya. Kottum lakshasi janmohat kurishasi yavosu vitat. Arjuna, I ask you to do this. If you don't do this, then I am to use my special power and force you to do this. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. That is my position. My will must be done. I ask you to do this. If you don't do, I shall force you to do this. That power I have got within me. Still power is distributed. Every country, the military holds the position, really. But still every man enjoys his freedom as long no interference from the military. The Prime Minister also may be here, the Prime Minister Bhutto in Pakistan, when military rising and then the court martial and he was there. Then he was served and get capital punishment. The previous day, he was the Prime Minister, and the next day he was hanged. Mahaprabhu also saying to Advaita Prabhu. The higher officer by whose order one is hanged, and by the order of the king, that higher officer also may be hanged. Advaita Prabhu. When Advaita Prabhu remarked myself and Shivas Pandit, we are in very awkward position. We have got our higher social position, and we can be taking so many from the lower caste and mixing together, and we are dealt in this rough and messy way. We have got our special independence and dignity here. Then Mahaprabhu could not tolerate this remark. He went straight to the Ganges. You have, after so much prayer, you have taken me here, and now you are opposing my activity. So dishonor. He could not tolerate. He straight ran to the river Ganges and jumped there. And Nityananda Prabhu Haridas there also followed the same speed. And they also jumped. And the Nityananda got by the hair, and the Haridas reached. They reached Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu told, you are not allowing me. All right, I shall hide myself in the house of Nanda Maharaja. And done, and he did this declaration that Mahaprabhu jumped into the river and we could not find him. No trace of him. You circulate that. And the Advaita Prabhu was informed that he jumped into the river and we could not find him anymore. And Advaita Prabhu began to talk. After 3 days, Mahaprabhu could not stay any longer. He came to Advaita Acharya. Kutoha Acharya ami aino vishyambhar. Advaita Acharya, you get up. I am vishyambhar. I have come to your door. There he mentioned, in Krishna's kingdom, his presence is such that the principal officer who is entrusted with the department of giving capital punishment, if he commits any severe wrong, then by the order of the king, he is also punished. That he told to Advaita Acharya. Then Advaita Acharya got up and took prasadam and pacified. Leela is such a action reaction of different types. Arig Bruna Bhana Bhulanchati. And Rupa Goswami gave explanation of a very peculiar nature about this earth and deep, best into in the higher sector. Gati Prima Sadhava Guti Ahiva Gati Prima Sadhava Guti Bhavit. Just as the movement of the serpent is naturally crooked. Serpent does not go straight, but in this crooked way. Naturally, that is natural. So the movement, the line of movement, nature of movement of love is also in that way. Ato hito rahi pishya, do not bhana bhadante. So we call, sometimes with cause and sometimes without cause, the separation and the ill feeling between the higher position holder, sometimes that is different for reunion, for the sweetness of reunion, some such difference automatically comes there. That is the very nature of Lila request this. This disagreement, agreement, by Yoga Maya, this is arranged to enhance the speed and the nature of the sweetness, degree of this. It is automatic. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Dai Bol. Achinta. Achinta, Adhok Saja. Still we cannot live it, that is our interest. Unknown and unknowable, still our best prospect is there. What to do? Everything will be known and knowable to us, no. But still our highest prospect is there. So we shall try to enter into that plane of unknown and unknowable. Whatever little is known and knowable, that is sufficient for us. Feed a poor beggar like us more than satisfaction. As Bindu Jagat Dubai, one particle is sufficient to inundate the whole world, Krishna praying. One drop of the divine love of Krishna is sufficient to inundate the whole of the world. That is such. Hare Krishna. We stop here, but one jhaka. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Anandam Adivarchanam. Adivarchanam Purnam Itasvalam. Anandam Adivarchanam. The ocean, ever increasing ocean of ecstasy. Prati padam purnam, that every step, every particle, every drop gives us the conception of the perfect and the fullest taste of sweetness. Ever new. No sterilization. Limit. The prayer of death, nothing. Ever new. Death is not capturing and making it up. As if the prayer of death going, not coming. Ever new. Every second seems to be which is coming with new colors. Ragvindu Jagat Jubha, one drop is sufficient to cover up the whole, to quench the thirst of the whole universe. Gold, Hari Bol, Gold, Hari Bol, Gold, Hari Bol, Gold. Naam, the name, the sound of Krishna is that. As we are approachable, nearest approach is the sound of Krishna, Krishna Naam. And therefore everything springs up. From the sound everything coming out is properly out death. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Lord, Lord. So the other record I call Krishna Police. Only with these arguments you approach the airport walk. And then, Kabuna Padhile Tama Vishaya Taranga. Guru Haiya, Amar Ajjai Guru Haiya. I say, to carry out my order, you do as a servant. So, the pride of a guru won't touch you. You are obeying my order. Become a guru. I am sending this information to the people through you. Do this, obey my order as disciple. Do this. So the pride of a guru won't be able to touch you. That you are superior. You are only informer. You are carrying out my order. With this conception, you approach anybody and everybody. So no egoistic feeling that you are giving. I am giving to you. With this consciousness gone, distributed, Krishna consciousness to the people. So you are egoistic feeling that you are a big man, you are also superior. That sort of pride won't contaminate you. This is urgent. It is ever urgent. Always, this is devouring everything. And to say that is the only duty should be like that. As our Guru Maharaj told, what made me submit to him finally. That there is fire, let me allow me to quench that fire and then to come to serve you. No, no. Let the fire burn the whole world. It does not affect your real interest. Come and join the service of Krishna. Let the fire burn whole into ashes. It won't affect you in any way if the whole world is burned to ashes. Krishna is that. All your inner demand, necessity is in the feet of Krishna. And this is malengagement, this work. Then I surrender. With this sort of urgent to serve, to go to Krishna, I won't hear in this world anywhere else. I finally have flat in mind that Amadat Gangula is Krishna Katha. No other duty, no. All male engagement, only proper engagement to distribute nectar of immortality and then positive sweetness. Immortality from one side and that nectar, positive food, relief work, engage yourself busily in the relief work. His eyes goes but I goes and goes. Kabhi kabhi bolo se dinama. When that day will come, when I shall engage myself 100% in the service of Mahaprabhu and the Nityananda Prabhu, I have been damaged blood oozing, manifested. Oh, it's just in the name of Krishna. Jagai Madhaj, what is that? You have wounded me, does not matter. You say, just in the name of Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. What is the time?
7:45.
We began late. Nizaj, Dayal Nizaj. They are concrete. If we are in the light, it is concrete thing to have, and if not, then it is all abstract philosophy and imagination. And indulgence in abstract thinking, avoiding the practical side of the duty of this world which is appear. We are all speculationists. No value in the practical life. Idle time killer. So many members we are. All idle talk. Not only wasting time, but trying to waste the time of others. Janja sabhabhutanam pashyam. What is nice to one, is dear to another. And so-called scientists, they are only fighting soldiers of years. And the scientists' discovery, that is idleness. Laboratory is idleness. The workshop of the brain, the workshop of the soul, above brain, the heart. As much as we shall be able to appreciate the other side, desire for material aspiration, sense pleasure. Desire may be of sense pleasure, and the desire may be of good name. Desire may be for money, that is also background of sense pleasure. And desire may be a part of the rest. Dharma of the karma of these things. And desire for our Lord, whom we want to guide us. Whose guidance will give us fulfillment. By serving whom, by trying to satisfy whom, our inner heart will be pleased. If we can find such ideal, and we can feel deep necessity for him, then all these will be there finally. Otherwise these things will come and go. Sometimes we may be apathetic to them. Sometimes again we shall feel hankering for them. It will come and go. But if under the direction of the Supreme Sadhu, devotee, we follow this program, this five-part program, for our progress towards God consciousness, then gradually these things will help to repair. These are over cover, and if we can dive deep into reality, then we will get the rid of this floating, temporary proposals of satisfaction to us. There is a progress, life is progressive, and if we can make progress from the world of that sense experience and towards that soul experience, just as we can go from our mental test towards the reason, world of reason, to subdue our mental sentiments by controlling by our reason, by our ordinary understanding. So we can, by come in contact with this idea that it is all floating, and after all it is disappointing. So we must go to find our fulfillment in higher and deeper conception, and we shall do the needful. So medicine, controlling them, proper medicine and diet, then he can recover his health from the disease condition. So we can do like that. We should consider within ourselves the satisfactory characteristic of the ordinary desire, and we shall try to make progress following the recommended path of the doctor, spiritual doctor. And it is also mentioned the shortcut and the easiest way to throw one's at the disposal of his guru, the proper bona fide guru we have, and blindly follow his direction. Eka sabbam guru bhakta purusho chanja sad. Only one thing, that I must obey my guru. And whatever circumstances approach us, we shall stick to that creed, oh, I must obey my guru. Only with this principle of life, we can avoid everything, all negative engagements that come so influence over us, and we can pass over, you know, this path and enter into higher degrees. The easiest way and shortcut is a sabbam guru bhakta. It is written, asankalpat jayat kamam. All our ulterior desires should be conquered by asankalpa. I won't enter into any program, no program of my life. I shall do according to my circumstance, what comes, what befalls me. But no previous program. Asankalpa, there is kama. Krodham, kama, vivarjana. we can conquer anger if we do not have any definite desire. If any hindrance comes to fulfill my desire, I am angry. No desire, no reaction, no anger. Kāvaṁ krodhaṁ yajya, krodhaṁ kāvaṁ yajya. Astha nasti kaya lobhaṁ, we have greed for money. But if we consider what is the reaction of the wealthy person, scrutinize that, then gradually the greed for wealth will disappear. Ultimately, it cannot be. In this way, there are so many things, processes recommended to avoid, to conquer particular desires within us. And in the last, in one word it is said, by only one thing you can conquer the whole. What is that? If you think that I am at the disposal of my Gurudev, I am promised to that. Whatever he will say, I must do, otherwise I shall have to suffer a great disaster. Anyhow, I can't avoid his direction. If we can stick only to this conduct, then we will at once we can get out of all things. And this tendency also is acquired by the sadhu and the sastra, these two original things, by association. When the saint, that influence will come in me by mental association, not the spiritual, but mental, rather soul's association, that will enhance the sources of our soul. So association is the best thing which can help us. Association in the similar way, a similar thing, and better than myself. Sajatiya sarasmiti sadhu sambhavatu. Of similar nature and superior than myself, such association. And there are the program also, Saran Kirtan, Saran Bandhan. In a we shall try to imbibe, try to imbibe, to breathe in spiritual atmosphere, neglecting the spiritual. We shall try to live and breathe in spiritual atmosphere. The appreciation, that is to get. Not that I shall get in my worldly experience, see with this eye, hear the voice with this ear, that is also possible by his way, but generally that should not be the effect. Think the necessity must be increased. The appreciation for that faith, that should be increased, and that can be done with the association of the devotees of similar persons. Those that are in search of him. I have got some tendency to search him, and there are others who are also searching him with deeper endeavor. And to contact with them and to increase my intensity of searching him, rather than appreciating him. And then use our reason also by the help of the scriptures. Why should I search him? Why should I eliminate from my heart our necessity hankering for all other things? Why I should leave the hankering to search my own self than the higher self, Paramatma, regulating the whole world from within, and the Brahma, all about these in aspect, then all controller and the order, the possessor of all majesty and the power. How crossing then my idea with path to Krishna consciousness, the autocratic Lord, whose sweetness excels all, whose beauty is charm, love. This is the, this would be our daily program, to hear about scripture, to hear from the lips of the saints, gradually to increase our greed, reach our powerlessness towards the searching him. Ultimately, I can't stand, I can't maintain my existence. Yadi, without your connection, my Lord, I am quite helpless. I am desolate. I cannot tolerate this helpless condition of mine any longer. Please show some grace to me. In this way, the appreciation, the hankering, the taste, the hunger should be increased and the health will come by eating. Health means normal hunger. Who is hungry, he has got health. But for hungerness, earnestness, not for wine or anything else, but the regular normal diet. But here, the fulfillment of all our inner tendencies. There is only one thing which can fulfill all our inner needs, and he is Krishna, who can give engagement, corresponding engagement of all our necessities in life. So scientifically we shall try to approach that point. Just mean that we shall bring them. If we know him, everything is known. If we have him, everything is right. God. The central point. By getting home, we will have no other hankering for anything else. The fulfillment of our whole existence, to every atom of our existence. Today we want to try for to get him, or run after partial fulfillment of our superficial element. In all this way we shall try to understand, and with the help of his agents and his devotees, we shall try to march onward. What is the reaction for which we are running after? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mad, matsarya, dharma, artha, kaam, moksha. Ordinary beauty of the worldly life, artha, money, energy to help in all our activity. So calm, direct sense prayer, moksha, and the reactionary stage of retirement from any of these troublesome engagements. Paramattha calm moksha. Why analyze them? What is defect there? Why I am running after them? I am going, getting back to still and satisfaction. Then why should I run after those things? I am hungry, I get some food, satisfied temporarily, then again hungry. So, if this is all, I am collecting some money, and it is going well. Again I am poor. Considering all these things of the world of experience and their futility, not futile, and this jukti, this is in the one side, and the real side, the positive side is to associate with the things and to improve by their association, to learn to get higher things. And in higher things also, what is the conception of this higher and the lower, the basis, the principle on which high and the low is judged? All these things will come. And the inner taste, inner feeling, that whether my heart is being satisfied or not, that is a very test. Whether in my deep feeling I am being satisfied or I am being deceived. I am following a false scent or a real path. All these things should be discussed, and the help is